Introduction. A few days ago, I stood in line for something my Bible study publisher called a meet and greet. I had the joy of hugging at least 150 necks of studio audience members for the Bible study taping we'd just concluded. Laughter and happy testimonies filled the room and flooded my heart. By the time I hugged the last person, however, my mind was spinning from the more private kinds of things they had whispered in my ear. One woman had recently lost a 22-year-old daughter in a car accident. Inconceivably, another just behind her had buried a beloved 3-year-old not long ago. Then I hugged a precious woman with a brightly colored scarf hiding the ravages of breast cancer that had recently metastasized in her brain. Beside her stood her sister, who was doing everything she could not to give way to bitterness. A few minutes later, I hugged the neck of someone battling an eating disorder. Then I embraced a pastor's wife whose husband had recently been invited out of their church. Another person slipped me a piece of paper and whispered, "Just read the note, but not right now." The note was a request for prayer that she would be delivered from a long-term addiction. I stared out the window on the plane ride home and tried to take it all in. There above the clouds and turbulence, I held letters I'd been given open to God as if he could see them better in hands at high altitude. I told him again what I'll tell you. People are hurting. He already knew. I bet you did too. Life can be excruciating, crushing in fact. The sheer magnitude of our worries can press down on our heads until we unknowingly descend into a pit of despair, one inch at a time. Something so horrible can happen that we can conclude we'll never be okay again. We can blow it so badly we think God would just as soon we stayed under that dirt and out of his sight. But if we're willing to let truth speak louder than our feelings, and long enough that our feelings finally agree, we can be far more than okay. We can be delivered to a place where the air is crisp, the enemy is whipped, and the view...